Hi, this is John Jantz, and this is the first day of January 2013, and I'm sitting in my office recording this podcast, and it seemed to me that it'd been quite some time, particularly if you've been a long-time listener, since I've come to you and just made some announcements and updates and tell you a little bit about what's going on, what I'm up to. First off, some of you may notice that I have been working pretty darn hard. I'm still not there where I want to be, but pretty darn hard on upgrading the sound quality of this podcast. I know a number of you have commented over the years and months that the sound quality has not been that great, and I'm doing some things to try to do that. Getting back to weekly frequency, that's always been my intention. Sometimes things get in the way, but you will have noticed maybe the last 2 months, certainly December, I had four great shows. If you haven't listened, Guy Kawasaki, Dan Pink, Seth Godin, really had a great month. And so I will be back to weekly frequency. I also would like to ask, and this certainly helps other people find the podcast, but certainly iTunes pays a lot of attention to reviews. So if you have been listening for a while and you get value from this, please go to iTunes and review the podcast. That's very helpful to folks like me to put this stuff out, and it helps more people find it, which keeps us going and makes it more fun. So I appreciate you doing that, and if you want to stop the podcast right now, go review at iTunes. And actually, today's podcast also has on the blog, Duct Tape Marketing blog, there's actually the show notes. I have a link in there where you can just click through and review to your heart's content. But if you're an iTunes listener, you know how to do that. Just go to fire up iTunes, find the iTunes store, find the Duct Tape Marketing podcast, and you'll have the opportunity to review it. And I would really, really appreciate that. So let's get started, shall we? Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is, well, John Jantz. That's right, I am doing a solo show today. I want to bring you a topic, and I may do this more frequently. Whenever I do one of these shows where I just riff on a topic, I get lots of great positive feedback, so maybe once a month or so I'm going to go away from my interview style and just bring you something that I think is an important topic. So today's topic I want to talk about is content. Now, before you click pause or stop or delete, I know you're sick of hearing about the topic of content. I know also, though, that if you are a marketer, small business owner, you also realize that that you have to give in to this this need to produce high quality content frequently. And so what I really want to talk about today is an approach that has paid huge dividends for me. And I just really want to outline kind of a whole plan, quite frankly, for any content producers that I think can actually make the production of content not only more useful and practical and efficient, but more valuable. To really give everything that you do and produce from a content standpoint a significant purpose. And that's really the plan that I want to cover today. So what I do from time to time, and certainly the beginning of the year is a great time to do this, is I get together with my staff and we create an annual calendar of monthly themes that we call our foundational content themes. So what these will be are topics that we select, and obviously we select a dozen of them, and they are going to be our greater focus for content. They really act as our editorial calendar, if you will, for focus on content. And this really has a tremendous amount of power. First off, it sort of allows us to forget about, gosh, what are we going to write about or how are we going to produce content? And it really allows us to, for all of the various opportunities that come to us and at us and that we send out there, it gives us a filter for saying, hey, we're going to write about that topic. Now, I'll share a couple, and on the blog post that associates today's podcast, I actually share our entire calendar of themes for 2013. And frankly, I'm going to use myself as an example to really illustrate this idea. But my business model may be different than yours. I have a lot of different opportunities and needs and audiences. So really just think in terms of how could this idea apply to you? And maybe in some of you, It will apply directly to your kind of business. You're a consultant or a coach or a professional that really produces content to spread your expertise. This might apply directly to you, but I think any business can really apply. So, for example, out of our list of 12 themes for the year, January is referral month. February, we're going to talk about coaching and consulting, both the practices and how to do it better. That's obviously a big audience for me, so the people are always interested in information about that. March, we're going to turn to sales. By the way, I'm actually working on another book that'll be out to early 2014 that's going to be focused on sales. And so March seemed like a great time to write about that. I'll be busy writing the book during that period, so it'll help me stay focused on that. Now, what we do, so we map out and just use a simple spreadsheet or write it on a whiteboard on the wall somewhere. We just have that as a theme. And so then we use it as opportunities come to us. We use it to plan what we're going to write about and say and do during the month. So, for example, January is referrals. So I can tell you that I will write more blog posts about the topic of referrals, a great foundational content topic for me, a great SEO topic for me, a great expertise. I have a book called The Referral Engine. So obviously a foundational content topic that we should be writing about. But I'm going to take special focus in January, and I'm going to write more blog posts about, not every blog post, but you know, maybe once a week during January. I'll have a blog post specifically on that. You're going to see, those of you that subscribe to my newsletter, you're going to see that we highlight other people's content. And we're going to highlight other people's content that write about and talk about and teach about referrals. You're going to see we've started running a guest post, a weekly guest post on Duct Tape Marketing from other writers out there. And you're going to see that we're going to feature people that write about, and we're going to ask them to write about the topic of referrals. Same for me. If I get asked to guest post, I can guarantee you that I'm going to be writing about referrals. My podcast guests this month of January, for example, Bob Berg, Bill Cates, Michael Port are going to all be on the show. Those are all folks that talk about referrals, that talk about professional services for referrals. And so we're going to have additional content on the podcast. My PR pitches, I'll actually go out and pitch ideas to the media to get me interviewed about referrals. If people come to us or if we go out and start looking for sponsors, again, that's a significant part of our business model. But we'll go out and we'll actually find some suppliers, some people that create tools that are helpful referrals, services that are helpful for referrals, and we'll highlight those. And perhaps we'll even have some sponsored pitches from some of the folks that we think produce best-of-class tools based on referrals. I will probably do a webinar on the topic of referrals, and if I get asked to, which I do on a somewhat frequent basis, get asked to present for a webinar in January, I'm going to suggest the topic of referrals. We are going to collect a great deal of the content that I have written over the years on referrals into an ebook. We're going to create a curated topic on ScoopIt. That's Scoop.it, which is a great curation site, allows you to create topics and then just add, very easily add content. So as I surf the web, as I do my research for webinars and for guests to be on my show, I'll start curating other people's content to all specifically on that topic. And then we are probably sometime in the second quarter of 2013, we're going to start actually offering a monthly very low cost monthly membership where for some figure less than $20, you can subscribe and you're going to get our entire, because guess what we've created all month? We've created a content package. And so now we're going to take all of that, the blog post, the curated content, the MP3 recordings, any of the webinars, the ebook, all of the information that we've collected, and we're going to cram that all into a package so that we can hand deliver somebody. Here is a incredible amount of information on a very specific topic. So again, that's just my example to illustrate how we do this. So take your business model now and think in terms of, you know, what if you mapped out for the entire year this content? What would this mean for you? So a few examples. If we pull off everything that I talked about, I guarantee you our search engine optimization for the topic of referrals is going to go through the roof. We will probably get more newsletter subscribers, more followers, because our guest content, our podcasts are very focused on the topic. We'll have we'll open up avenues and audiences that had not really thought of duct tape marketing specifically, because we have created this content or topic focus. When we produce the ebook, we will find that we can significantly increase our daily signups for our newsletter because people love these packages and these tools. In the end, when we produce this and offer this low-cost package, we will create a somewhat residual stream of income because we've produced a new product from something that we need to be doing, should be doing all along. And so now all of a sudden we've taken all of those benefits that of producing content, and we've actually then laser-focused it in a way that allows us to actually create revenue and potentially significant revenue as people subscribe and stay subscribed over the course of a year. So imagine taking even one fourth of what I just talked about and creating your topic calendar. If nothing else, it will allow you to more easily determine what type of focus you should have for your content so that you're not waking up on Monday saying, gosh, I need a blog post. What should I write? It will make you more tuned when you're out there meeting people, when you're out there surfing the web to find resources that really match up with your content focus. In fact, it will naturally attract some of those resources to you. So spend some time, be it going through your website, be it going through Google keywords, and come up with a list of 8, 10, 12, what you know should be foundational content. And the easy way to determine that is, you know, what are the types of things that people are searching for? This is just basic search engine optimization in a way. What are the things that people are searching for out there for your type of business that you would love them to find your website, your content on page one of Google? Because that is frankly the start of what you're doing with this approach. So that's this week's episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. You might go to the ducttapemarketing.com /blog and find show notes that go along with this episode to maybe even give you a little more detail on a couple of the resources that I mentioned. But this is, if you take this plan, if you take just what I talked about in 13 minutes here, this could make a significant difference in your marketing for the entire year. Thanks so much for subscribing, for listening, for being a supporter, and a reminder, I'd love it if you'd go to iTunes.